Grand Hall, Chicago, Sports Radio 670, The Score. Always a delight to talk to our man in Vegas, even if he's in Connecticut. It's Joe Fortenbaugh, and he joins us on the Aturo Tire Hotline. Aturo, your hometown tire, Aturo.com. Joe, are you in Connecticut? Where are you? You're all over the country, for God's sake.
I am in Connecticut, but I am locked in. I am locked into the Rams, as I'm sure you two are as well. Big opportunity here this week. Big opportunity. And I'll tell you what, I'm going to come right out of the gate. I was looking at this trend last night. Now, I don't lean into trends a lot. I think there's little pieces of information you can glean from them, but you don't want to just bet solely based on that. But this spot the Bears have this weekend is a relatively good one. You look at the Rams. They come back from a 14-point deficit last week to come back and win that game. Last 10 years, teams that have done that, that have come back from down 14 or more to win and then gone out on the road the following week, they only cover the spread about 40% of the time. So this is where we get hot. This is where we get hot, mostly because the Rams are dealing with a bunch of injuries. But neither here nor there, we'll take them as we can get them.
Great stuff, Joe. Great insight. Okay, but you know what? Let's acknowledge the elephant in the room. Where's the stash?
Oh, yeah. We should start with that. As we all know on this program and around the world, the mustache is tied to my survivor pick, right? So I grow it out on summer vacation, and then I come back. My wife hates it. Everyone at ESPN hates it. It's nothing but negative comments, which, by the way, people are very liberal with how much they tell me how bad the mustache looks. Like, they will just walk right up to me and tell me, man, that thing looks awful. You should shave it. Imagine if I walked around talking like that to other people. I'd be in HR in a minute. And I'd be fired 90 seconds later. But yet everyone's allowed to tell me what their thoughts are. Whatever fleeting thought comes into their little brain, they can tell me that they don't like the mustache. So long story short, I tie it to the survivor pick. I had the Bengals this past week. Nice job, Cincinnati defense, getting zero stops the whole game. And that's it. It's all she wrote, boys. All she wrote.
Looking good, though.
I like that idea. I mean, what if
I do look a lot better.
I love the idea of walking around. Hey, you look like you could lose 10 pounds. You know,
right?
You're getting like a little big in the hips. Why don't you drop some weight? You would be thrown out on your ear. But everybody can tell you about your facial hair.
It's staggering. And it is. And here's the other part of this, the great irony. I know it looks bad. I don't do it because I think it looks good. I do it because it's a bit. I think it's funny. And the amount of people who go out of their way. Yesterday, I had someone on TV telling me, Joe, I hear the mustache is going to be going later today. As you know, both privately and publicly, I've told you how bad you look. Like, is that necessary? What a mean thing to say to someone.
Yeah, it was suggested to me that I need to shave more regularly yesterday. And I said, well, like, I happen to be a masculine man, maybe toxic, and I grow like barbed wire hair. What am I going to do about it?
Mully, let me tell you something. You have been hosting radio long enough in Chicago. You don't even need to shower anymore if you don't want to. You live how you want to live.
This segment with Joe Fortenbaugh, the handsome Joe Fortenbaugh, brought to you by Four Seasons Heating, Air Conditioning, Plumbing, and Electric. For all the right reasons, call 866-4 Seasons. Joe, we've got a jam-packed college football schedule. Let's start with the weekend in college football. What do you got?
I'll give you the big ones first, and unfortunately, it's not a big play. We'll get to some of the ones I like more, but I know everyone's going to watch Georgia-Bama. I'm going to play Georgia here. Money coming in on Bama. It was 2 yesterday. Georgia's a favorite. It's now down to 1. Okay, you go back to August. Look ahead line for this game was Georgia -3.5. Now we're down to 1. Georgia's a little bit banged up, yes. But on top of that, I think people are down on Georgia after what they saw a couple weeks ago in that Kentucky game. They still won the game. I don't know why we're always going to punish people for winning football games. That's what we want to see. You're in a dogfight, you find a way to win the game. 3-0, battle-tested. They railroaded Clemson in that neutral site game to start the season. Alabama's defense has not been tested yet. I think the secondary's got some issues. The offense is very much home run or bust, kind of like Major League Baseball now, the three true outcomes. It's either a home run, a strikeout, or a walk. So I like Georgia here. I think it's a good buy-low spot. Notre Dame-Louisville, I go under 46.5 points there. Notre Dame's defense hasn't given up more than 16 all season. They've been very good. I think the Louisville offense is a little bit overrated. You look at the Georgia Tech game last week, they scored 31. Go inside the box score. They didn't score 31. The whole team scored 31. The offense needed help. 14 of those points came from a block kick that was returned and a fumble that was returned. So I think we get a real rock fight in that Louisville-Notre Dame matchup. Now, as we rip through a few others, Central Florida minus 14 over Colorado. Awful spot for Colorado. Hail Mary win last week. Kids are celebrating. They're storming the field. Great. Have fun. But now you're going out on the road for the third time in 4 weeks. You're going to the heat and humidity of Florida. You're going to play a Central Florida team that's off the bye and ranks number two in the country in rushing at 336 yards per game. They're going to run at will. So you can play the team total there as well. Central Florida over 37.5 points. I like them to cover against the Buffs as well in that game. Auburn is a pick'em against Oklahoma. We'll play Auburn. Hold your nose. They've been terrible this year under Hugh Freeze. But Oklahoma's off a real tough loss to Tennessee, and they are banged up everywhere. Nothing but Auburn money taking advantage of all these injuries. So we're going to play Auburn. Western Michigan plus the 4 over Marshall. Good spot here for Western Michigan. They're better than people realize. They're going against a Marshall team that's about to start a conference schedule next week that has 3 monster games in a row. So a bit of a sleepy spot here. And then I think you can lay the 16 with Iowa State against Houston. Houston's dreadful this season. So to recap, we'll go Georgia minus 1, Notre Dame, Louisville under 46.5, Central Florida minus 14, as well as their team total over 37.5, Auburn in a pick'em, Western Michigan plus 4, Iowa State minus 16.
How about the NFL?
All right. So here's what we're going to do. We're going to start with the Packers and the Vikings. We're going to play over 43.5 points. Now, everyone's going to think that's crazy because the Viking defense has looked very good. Yes, it has. I think that's our opportunity here to go the other way. Minnesota's defense is top 5 in several key metrics, but they played 2 games at home. And in Vegas' eyes, that home field advantage is legitimate with all that crowd noise. Now they go on the road to Lambeau. I don't think the defense will be as good. Good, but not great. And I think we get some points here in a game where we've only got a total of 43.5. So I'd play the over in that matchup. Hold your nose on this one. It's going to make you sick. Jacksonville plus 6.5 over Houston. Look ahead line was 4. Now we're up to 6.5 because of how bad Jacksonville played Monday night against Buffalo. Keep something in mind. Jacksonville loves to play man coverage. That was a horrible mistake against Buffalo. Josh Allen eats man coverage for breakfast, okay? Not the case against Houston. C.J. Stroud, very good against zone, not very good against man. Texans overvalued. We told you last week. We played Minnesota last week and we won. We're going to do it again. Jacksonville plus 6.5. Baltimore minus 2.5 against Buffalo. I think it's a buy low spot on Baltimore. Sunday night football, Ravens at home. They're not even laying the full 3 points for home field advantage. What's that about? Their opponent is coming off a Monday night game, for crying out loud. So it's a short week. Keep in mind, as good as Buffalo has looked and everyone's gushing about them, they beat Arizona, Miami, and Jacksonville. Those teams are 2-7 combined. Little overrated there. Would play the Ravens minus 2.5. Play the Ravens in the first half as well. It's like minus half a point, right? Or you could just play the money line. Baltimore starts fast and finishes slow. So a first half bet is a good one there as well. Washington and Arizona, 2 bets here. Over 50 points for the game. Arizona's an over team this season. Their offense can score. Their defense doesn't get stops. And Marvin Harrison props. We want Marvin Harrison over 69.5 receiving yards and to score a touchdown. It's like minus 120. Washington's defense is terrible. They can't stop anybody. Star receivers are lighting them up every week. Week 1 against Tampa Bay, Godwin and Evans both found the end zone. Week 2 against the Giants, Malik Nabers found the end zone. Week 3 last week against Jamar Chase and the Bengals, he scored a touchdown and had his best game of the season. Star receivers light up the Washington secondary. So we'll go over 50.5 points, and we'll also play Harrison props there, over 69.5 receiving yards. One last prop for you, Garrett Wilson, the Jet star wide receiver, under 59.5 yards. He's going to face Patrick Surtain, the star cornerback of the Broncos. He'll probably travel around to cover him. He's been elite against the receivers he's faced this season. So Wilson under 59.5 receiving yards, Packers-Vikings over 43.5, Jags plus 6.5, Arizona, Washington, over 50.5. Marvin Harrison in that game, over 69.5 receiving yards. And yes, touchdown. Baltimore minus 2.5. Baltimore first half minus half a point. I'm like sweating. I had a cup of coffee. Now I'm sweating with all these picks. I wish I still had the mustache to cover up the sweat on the lip. But I'll throw this your way. I'm leaning to the Bears. You can still find 2.5 out there. I think the Rams are coming in too banged up, overvalued, very lucky last week. This is the week the Bears turn it around a little bit. We got to figure we get the offense going here at some point, right, boys?
Eventually. That's the thought. I don't know, Joe. Not a lot of confidence here in Chicago. Great stuff, though.
Yeah, you're the best, buddy. Thank you.
Love you, boys. Love you, Chicago. We're going to turn that offense around. Stay patient. Grow out your mustaches. I'll catch you next week.
Take care, Joe.
I like his mustache. I like him without it, but Joe can wear it.
Yeah, he looks really good. He looks, and he sounds even better. He's got a lot of energy.